Monsignor Richard Moth, thank you for joining us this morning. And obviously newly announced as the next Bishop of the Forces. How do you feel about that right now?
Well, it's a great privilege. It's exciting. Also a little bit daunting. New challenges. It'll be what they call a steep learning curve, I'm sure, for a while. But I'm very much looking forward to it. I think the work that our chaplains do is vital, and I look forward to working with them and supporting them and service personnel and families.
Now, you've served as a chaplain, I believe, in the Territorial Army. So is it a natural move for you?
Well, yes, my TA time was quite a few years ago in a very different defence world in those days. This is pre-First Gulf War, so it's a long while back. I very much enjoyed that. Whether it's a natural progression, I wouldn't say that necessarily. I think it's... I'm sure that my little experience there will be helpful. I've got some understanding of the military scene, the way things are done, if you like. But I wouldn't regard myself as an expert by any means, so there's going to be a lot to learn.
It's a tough ministry in many ways, isn't it? I mean, our troops, for whichever armed force, they're in very difficult situations. We've seen with Afghanistan, Iraq, and there'll be no doubt many more. Mm. How difficult is it to minister to men and women in those stressful situations?
Well, I'm sure it's not easy. You know, when you've got people who are in harm's way, if you like, in danger all the time, they're under, as you said, huge stress. But I think in that circumstance, the presence of a chaplain has something very special for our armed service, you know, our personnel in the armed services. It can enable them to be in contact with themselves a bit. The chaplain can be somebody a little bit outside in a way, not in the chain of command in any sense, but somebody to whom they can talk whenever they need, somebody who, because of his formation, his priestly training, will have that understanding, and also somebody because themselves, their military appointments, they understand the scene, so they're very well placed to provide excellent pastoral care, and they do, have done, of course, for many, many years.
And one of the challenges, I guess, is the fact that many will be detached from their families, friends, and that's a great difficulty.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the other thing that we need to remember in connection with that is the families too. And, you know, the chaplains in home bases have a very important role to play in supporting families when they don't know what's happening to their family members, to their dads, their brothers, their sons. Their husbands, you know, and wives too. You know, I think that in the present times, the tasks of our chaplains are really very, very important.
Father Richard, you were born in Zambia, and how well travelled are you? Do you have that experience of being well travelled and culturally immersed in many places?
Well, yeah, and my family left Zambia when I was very small, but I've studied in Canada. I've been to the Holy Land with pilgrimages something over 20 times. I enjoy travel, and I've actually already been to the Falklands because the parish priest there is a Southwark priest, and I went to visit him, spent 10 days in the Falklands, and I've been to the RAF and army bases there already, but with a very different hat on. So no doubt at some point I'll be back there again.
So we look at your visits to bases in the past in a different capacity, and your time in the territorials as a chaplain. Do you feel comfortable around service personnel?
I do. I actually feel at home there. That side of it, if you like, doesn't faze me. What I am conscious of is that there's going to be a huge amount to learn, and I'm coming into this as something of a newcomer, and. I'm looking forward to the support that the chaplains and the staff will be giving me as I start my new role.
Yeah. I would think there's in a sense no better place to shine the light of Christ, or certainly it's a good place to bring Christ to those that perhaps are feeling on their own or have that need. Mm. Is that one of the principal challenges?
It is, because in those very challenging circumstances, people's faith is challenged, must be. Some people find faith in those circumstances too. And so the presence of Christ there is a vital one. people need to be aware that, that God is with them wherever they are. And that's very much what our chaplains are about.
Well, the ordination is at the end of September. Do you have anything planned out for the role, as it were, or are you just at this moment in time looking forward to that?
There are a few things going around in my head, but that's where they are at the moment. Just right now I'm preparing kind of practically for the ordination, starting to meet with staff this in a couple of days' time. And there are ideas going around, but nothing very formulated yet until I've started speaking to people more. But I hope once the ordination has taken place to, as it were, hit the ground running and crack on with the task.
And finally, what would you say you're looking forward to most about being Bishop of the Forces?
Well, I think it's the working with our chaplains in the service of our service personnel and their families. It's very much to do with service for me, and I look forward to that service of those people and bringing being involved with our chaplains in bringing Christ to them. That's really what it's about.